look at me.
Maria Montessori is best known for her work in education reform, but the extent of her influence is much greater. Montessori was raised in post-revolutionary, tumultuous Italy. When she was 5 years old, her family moved to Rome, where she was exposed to a more elaborate, yet still dysfunctional, education system of the new Italy. Yet, even entrenched in the bureaucracy, Maria developed a determined attitude which allowed her to see that change was not only necessary, but also possible. She convinced any objectors with fierce persistence. In the mid-1800s, teaching was one of the only careers that was culturally acceptable for women. Ironically, Maria resisted going into education. Instead, she insisted on studying engineering and later decided on medicine, focusing on pediatrics and psychiatry. These career choices were completely unheard of, even in the more modern European countries at that time. One newspaper quoted her as saying, "The fact that a woman was studying medicine caused such a fervor in Rome that, at last, Pope Leo VIII came to my rescue." Upon graduation from medical school in 1870, Montessori became the first woman doctor in Italy. Soon after, she began teaching medicine at the University of Rome. She soon launched into speaking on women's rights, peace efforts, and child labor laws. She became known throughout Europe as a strong, intelligent woman, and people began to take notice. Montessori initiated the movement towards seeing the children as the future. She treated them as citizens, speaking on their behalf wherever she went. Her designs for her education system came about while running free daycare clinics for working class in the slums of Rome. She believed in the child's innate ability to teach themselves. She gave them the tools and, most importantly, the environment to do so. Her attitudes towards Italy's forgotten citizen spread to other countries, and her ideals of education reform spilled over into social reforms and children's rights. Her methods, tediously researched and tested, became regarded as works of genius. The name Montessori carries with it compassion, as well as one woman's determination to change the world's view of children.
Maria Montessori, presented by Rue Cantata. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.